I like to experiment with the truth. I like to experiment with the truth. I know that I am whole and perfect. I know that I am fantastic. I know that every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I know that every experience I have in my life is perfect. I know that all that I ever will experience, all that I'll ever know, all that I'll ever be, is fantastic. And it's fantastic right now. But, and that's the big but. I run into illusions now and then. And these illusions that I run into now and then shake me up and make me think that is the truth. The illusions that I run into now and then make me think that I am living in the truth, that I am living in the illusion, and the illusion is my reality. The illusion is all that I am. The illusion is what I am. And because that's what I tell myself, because that's what I think for myself, then that's what I experience. And do I want to experience that? Do I want to experiment with the truth? Or do I want to look at the illusions that come along in life? For whatever reason, for whatever purpose, it makes no difference. I do not need to think about the illusion or think why they happened or what brought them about and how I'm going to get rid of them. I just let them alone. And I return to my original purity and integrity. I look at who I really am. I look at the truth about me. And I look at the truth and I experiment through the truth. Now, what is the truth? The truth is that I'm whole and perfect. The truth is that I was divinely designed. And I retain that divine design forever and ever and ever. It is not something that comes and goes, it is always there. It's a foundation. But I allow myself, in the creativity of my imagination, I allow myself in the thinking system that I allow myself to have, to pretend. Let's pretend I'm poor. Let's pretend I'm sick. Let's pretend I'm well. Let's pretend I'm happy. Let's pretend. Those are all let's pretends. Now, some of them are based upon reality, are based upon truth. And some are based upon a pure illusion that comes and goes, that does not stay very long, but maybe stays too long. So I like to experiment with the truth. So every day I say to myself, I know I am whole and perfect. I know that that's the truth. I know that I'm whole and perfect. And then I do a silly thing. Then I start looking at how whole and perfect I am. I look at how wonderful my body is. I look at how wonderful my life is. I see that I'm living in my divine right order in everything that I do. And as I see that, and as I live that, and as I am that, then that's my reality. That's all that matters. That's all that makes any difference in my life whatsoever. And I live in that happiness. But it's up to me to constantly keep saying to myself, I like to experiment with truth. I am whole and perfect. I know that. I am whole and perfect. Now, what does wholeness and perfect mean? Well, if it means not yet whole and perfect, that's not what it means. If it means it's becoming whole and perfect, that's not what it means. If it means anything other than the fact that it is the allness right now, then that doesn't mean a thing. I like to experiment with the truth. And when the truth is not evident, for whatever reason, I look at the truth and I say, hey, you belong in my world. You are my world. You are my reality. You are my wholeness. You are my goodness. You are all that I am. You are me. Yes, you are. And then as I say that, I think to myself, yeah, but I'm not really that. Just look at my problems. No, don't look at your problems. Look at the truth about yourself. It's so easy to look at appearances, to look at the painting that you've done. Can you imagine if an artist, if a painter, if he were to paint a painting, and he would go through the steps that he goes through to paint a painting, and sometimes he draws a pencil sketch on the paint board to follow. Sometimes he does these things to tell him what he's doing, so he can be exactly what he wants to do. But is the paint sketch his reality? Is the paint sketch what the finished product is going to look like? Is the paint sketch what the picture really is? Or is that just an experiment? Is that just an illusion? Is that just a temporary thing? And then he starts painting. And he has this painting, and there's just a lot of color on the canvas, and you look at it and you say, well, so-so. Nothing exciting. But it's exciting inside of the artist, because he has the picture inside him. He knows the original purity and integrity of his idea, of his painting that he's going to bring forth on that canvas. And he knows it. And he keeps pursuing it. Now, he doesn't instantly throw a can of paint at the canvas and off comes a beautiful masterpiece. No, he does it stroke by stroke. He uses color inflections. He uses light inflections. He uses image inflections. He uses redundancy, and he uses completeness. He uses all that the painting is. Now, as we look at the painting as it is revealing itself, and I think that's a lovely word, as the painting is being revealed, as it's revealing itself on the canvas, we are not always too excited about it, because we don't see the finished product. The painter, generally speaking, does not want to have everyone see his painting while it's being painted. He wants people to have the finished painting, and just the finished painting, and nothing else but the finished painting, because that's who he is. That's what the painter is. That's what he wants to bring forth. Now, what do you want to bring forth? What do you want to bring forth? What do you want to demonstrate in your life? What is it that you like? You want health? You want wealth? You want relationships? What do you want in your life? Begin to experiment with the truth. And the truth is, like the painter, it's in his mind. It's there. It's as real as anything can be. But he hasn't brought it forth on the canvas yet. You and I have not brought forth on the canvas the ideal being that we are, living in our divine, wonderful, fantastic, glorious body, in our wonderful, fantastic, glorious world, in our fantastic, glorious, wonderful truth that we are now. Are you ready to be that truth now? Are you ready to enjoy your original purity and integrity? Are you ready to experiment with truth? Are you ready to experiment with the truth? You can. You can know that you are whole and perfect. You can know that the truth of you is all good, that your original purity and integrity is still there in the painter's mind. And now you are bringing it forth in your own magical, wonderful way. You are bringing it forth in your own most exciting, exquisite way. And while one painter might paint one way, another painter paints an entirely different way, both looking at the same scene, but bringing it forth in their imagination, in their wisdom, in their genius, in their skill, in their artistry. You and I are the artist. We can experiment with the truth, but the truth that we're experimenting, we are using pure colors in our painting. We are using beautiful brushes. We are using an exquisite canvas. We have everything perfect. Now we bring forth the image that is perfect too. We bring forth the idea, the ideal, the wonderful creation of our mind, our heart, our soul, our being. And when we do this, what we have brought forth makes all the world sit up and listen, because they know something has happened, but they're not expressing their perfection yet. And when you express your ideal self, the world isn't always aware of it, because the world is not always expressing its highest self. So it's up to you and me to create a world expressing its highest self all the time. It's up to you and me to create a universe that is revealing the divine that it is. It's up to us. And we do that when we experiment with the truth. And we experiment with the truth every moment of our life. Every moment of our life. And it's our privilege to do that right now. Do you want to do that? Do you want to experiment with the truth? Do you want to experiment with the allness? You can. And as you experiment with the allness, magical things happen. Say, I like to experiment with the truth. I know I am whole and perfect. I know I am the truth. I know that I am all that is good and beautiful right now. I am the completed canvas of the artist, with all the magic and all the beauty in his soul to bring it forth. And I bring it forth right now for me, now and forevermore.